Watch what happens. Watch what happens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that happens?
Happens.
Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to talk about. I'm Ben Mandelker, and joining me today is the wonderful and hilarious and just simply lovely Mr. Ronnie Karam. Hi, Ronnie. How are you?
I'm doing great. Just hoping I can get on with me day, even though I'm getting these texts from my ex-boyfriend.
Well, you better get on it. You got eyes on ya. So you better focus on the work you're going to do.
Keep your eyes up here, Ben. All right? Keep them on my eyes, all right?
Oh, I've got a big. I've actually got a big announcement. Ronnie?
What?
I am naming my stapler lead deckhand. I'm so sorry. I hope you'll be able to take it.
It's so good. Well, no one uses staplers anymore, do they? So there you go. PDF that shit. That's what I say. So congratulations, Stapler. You earned it. And I'm sorry, Hole Puncher, because I know he's very close to you as well.
Yeah, so. Hole Puncher took it like a champ. But Stapler's just been doing such a great job, you know, riding that tender. So I had no choice. But today we're talking Below Deck Med. Before we dive into it, thanks to everyone who came to take a seat last night. Remember, we have that on Mondays. So if you missed it, don't worry. You can also just go to Spotify and listen to the replay. It is archived on there. Just a reminder, we've got Winter is Crappening on Mondays. That's our House of the Dragon recap. Those episodes are released on Mondays on the Winter is Crappening feed. You can get them here too, but if you're really antsy and want to hear our take on what happened, go subscribe to Winter is Crappening. And lastly, patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens. That's where you get bonus content, Discord channel, Crappens on Demand, all that good stuff. Get the full Crappens experience there. And just a personal, it's not even like a shill, it's not a major shill, but I, Ronnie, over the weekend, I started up a Substack. I'd never done it before, but I decided to start up a Substack about cooking because I love cooking, and I'm always taking these pictures on my Instagram because it's like fun. So if people want to subscribe, this is not one of those things like, please subscribe, guys, please. It's really just more like if that's something that's of interest to you, my Substack is nbdfancy.substack.com. So you can go check it out there and, you know, write about things like cookbooks.
I'm going to learn what a Substack is today.
It's basically like newsletters. In fact, you know, we should resurrect our newsletter and put it on Substack rather than whatever MailChimp that we use. It'd probably be much better that way. So who knows?
Well, there you go. I learned something new. Well, congrats on your new Substack.
Thank you so much. So anyway, I'm just giving like one time only.
I feel like my mom. Well, I'm not really sure what a Substack is, but you did it. So I guess I'll tell my friends about it.
Well, I noticed all these people on the internet were like, here's my, I don't know, I'm about to do it in Natasha voice. Here's my Substack, Dave.
Here's my Substack.
And I was like,
chapter
what is?
Chapter one, Dave.
Did you write something, Dave? I was,
Yeah, I was like, what? Substack.
Oh, Substack. You seem so tired, Dave. But I kept seeing this term Substack, and I was like, what is a Substack? When I looked into it, it's basically just like a newsletter, but like people are into them, so I can't resist those sort of things. So I decided.
Hey, well, that's why I dance on TikTok. Okay. So just kidding, I don't. Could you imagine? Okay, so Below Deck Mediterranean, episode 713, Charter of Destiny.
Yeah. We're picking up in the middle of Storm and Jason, where Storm has been telling Jason, like, oh, by the way, your personality sucks. We all don't like you. Could you not be that person that you are? and Jason's like, just replace me. He goes, No, don't say that. We want you to stay. We just want you to be a completely different person. That's all. He's like, please.
Yeah, we want you to be yourself, but better. was what we want. And Jason's like, I've censored myself like 80-90% the way I talk. So, you know what? Sometimes I just doesn't click, and it's not clicking, so whatever. And he tells us,
I like that
us
he feels like he deserves some sort of award for biting his tongue from saying stupid shit. You know?
Well, I feel I do. I mean, if I talk the way I talk here in my real life, I'd be dead by now. You know what I mean? So I feel like people who are holding it in, when we just want to say fuck you and you're an idiot, and we don't say it, yes, send me a reward immediately. Thank you. Team Jason on this one.
I guess you do have a point. So Jason, or is that what I was really thinking? So then, Jason says, I didn't even plan on quitting. But, like, what do you want me to do? If I'm, like, that much of a cancer, like, just fucking end it for me. I mean, I feel closer to the fish in the water than the deck crew. Are you guys laughing? Like, why aren't you laughing at my jokes? I'd have to censor myself around you guys, too.
I love your world. Well, Jason's like the Little Mermaid. So then the chef is talking to Tasha, and he's like, yeah, I've been thinking, I want to do a pop-up restaurant in the States, and you can do the shots. She's like, well, maybe I'll do coffees. You can hire a bartender. Hey, by the way, do you want a ginger shot? It's like, you can't say you're off shots and then keep making him shots, like, in the same sentence.
He's like, are you sure this is a ginger shot? It looks sort of like castor oil.
No, it's ginger, Dave. Drink it.
Are you sure it smells like castor oil?
Drink it, Dave.
He does. The steam starts coming out of his ears. So Tasha's like,
well, since the age of 15, I've been in a relationship. I've never, ever been alone. I'm terrified of it. I feel like Dave is a good escape. I trust myself 110% not to go down that road again, but I really crave someone there to be there for me.
Okay, well, I'm glad you know yourself, like you're craving attention, basically. Mm-hmm. I do not trust you not to go down that road again, because you're on the other road you've already been down, called Law, or whatever that guy's name is. Stop going down the same roads, okay? Terrorize a new road.
Get a map and find a highway. So, She's like, please get on Garmin. Please get your Google Maps ready. So speaking of maps, Sandy has a map. She's standing in this. She's like unfurling a map on her dashboard, because she's like, hey, it's 11:15. Time to pull out the old map like it's old times. And Storm walks in and he's like, Captain Sandy, may I speak to you for a moment? There's been a lot going on behind the scenes with Jason regarding his attitude towards the team. And I pulled him for chat to say, hey, listen, I'm here for you. Just like I was there for my mom. Well, I would actually have to get into my car at age 7 and drive across town, and then I would be there for my mom. But anyway, I'm there for you, and I don't want you to go. I don't. I just think you are a terrible person with a bad attitude, but I don't want you to go.
And he said he's not going to change and he wants to go. So I said, please don't. And she goes, oh, okay. So he wants to quit. So I'm going to need details. I love quitting stories. Go ahead. Hey, let me start a fire. Let's do it around a campfire. Just kidding. It's a boat. We can't do that. I don't know if you've heard of Mary Timelaw, but she's a bitch. Okay. So get to it. What is it? He's like, well, he doesn't want to talk to us. He's grumpy. He ignores me and Courtney. I mean, could you imagine not even cracking a smile while that girl twerks?
I mean, he doesn't even get a twinkle in his eye when he sees her driving the tender. Everyone loves when that happens. It's her storyline, for crying out loud. You know, and I said to him, listen, I don't want to victimize or ostracize you, but like when you're a good vibe, everyone really appreciates you. But the last few charters, you've been really sulky and stupid and annoying and really wrong about your knots, you know?
Sandy's like, he just doesn't jive with us. Oh, you're doing the jive? Who's doing that, Courtney? She's the dancer. No, jive with us. Like, get along. Oh, jibe. God, I just love how young people change language. I just love it. So, more. Well, he's got the bow on lockdown, but I'm not really sure. I mean, he doesn't laugh, you know, he doesn't laugh at twerking. And he doesn't do the jive. Well, I think it's time to drown him. So bring him in here. Let me cut off his nets for the Nescafe wall. Okay. And then we'll just drown him.
Jason, Sandy, come to the bridge, please. Okay. Come on. Come to the bridge, please. So he walks in because Storm has left. He walks in and he's like, oh, hello there. So Storm brought me up to speed. Apparently you don't understand how twerking is amusing, right? So let me show you. When a butt goes up and down, it's not what you expect a butt to do sometimes. So that usually makes people smile. Are you starting to get it a little bit?
Okay, now before we have this talk, I know this might be personal, so I've got this blanket, but it looks like a tortilla, and I want you to wrap yourself up like a little burrito, okay?
I don't even get that, but I like
Haven't you seen those blankets? You can buy them on Facebook. They look like a tortilla, so you look like a little burrito snuggled up on the couch. Okay, so Jason, Storm got me up to speed, which he also... You know, he might also be on. I mean, have you seen him snorting speed up his toe vein? Because I don't want another Hannah Banana situation. So you tell me. You tell me right now. He's like, no, I don't even know what you're talking about. Okay. Well, when my personality is being brought into play, when I was already biting my tongue, like, I don't want to throw a temper tantrum. So, like, I'm just, like, trying to not make people mad. You know what I mean?
Oh, got it. So all those temper tantrums that we saw, those weren't the temper tantrums. So you got something worse up your sleeve. Okay, that's good to know. You know, sometimes people just, they just don't get it, you know, like you with twerking. So, you know, when you have personality conflicts and it's not a someone's wrong and someone's right. It's just conflict, you know. It's kind of like sometimes you have Valium on board, sometimes you don't. No one's wrong. It's just that someone has to be fired, okay?
Here's what's important. We need that rhythm, okay? Like the hand jive has. Do the hand jive, baby. Now, listen, you've always been respectful to me, non-dancing. You've always been a very respectful, non-dancing person to me. So I'm going to ask you to do your job until we find someone who can clap their butt cheeks together so Storm will call them brilliant and give them a raise.
Yes. Well, I'm running at low capacity. But I'm not trying to leave anyone high and dry, especially because I realized after I said I quit, I literally have no job and have a tugboat somewhere off the coast of Maine that I have to tend to. So, yeah, I can stay for two more days.
Good. Let's keep it low and wet. Low and wet. Just how we like it. Okay, get back to work. Charlie starts in an hour.
You know, asking him to stay is a risk. And I don't know what how he's going to behave, if he's ever going to find that rhythm. I'm hoping that tonight, when a pop star comes on board and he sees me dancing, he'll finally get the rhythm. Or maybe the rhythm will get him, because I do hear it does get you. But the charter starts in an hour, and we got to focus on the job and find a way to navigate this, which is kind of a pun, because we're on a boat. See, a lot of things happening right here.
Glad I have a paper map. So then Z is gossiping to Courtney, and he's like, oh, he said Storm, I don't want to be here. And then Storm went up to Captain Cindy. Ah, what's going to happen? And then we go to the preference sheet meeting. Okay, Charter 6, this one's going to be shorter. Okay, it's only going to be a day. So have fun with that one. Maisha Griffin, she is a project manager. She's celebrating with her girlfriends.
Being a project manager?
I don't know what, but her girlfriends are going to be here.
This is quite a thing to celebrate, being a project manager.
You have something else you want to say about that, Storm?
Well, does she have a leads project manager yet? Or...
So the chef's reading his sheet, and he's like, vegan, no pork, meat, or animal. Primary doesn't like fish, but she's asked for surf and turf, which really doesn't make sense unless... Like she wants to surf and then own a neighborhood. I'm not really sure what to do with this. Very confused.
Do you think she would be upset if I put a mirror glaze over some sea bass? So he's like,
what if I shape the sea bass like a square and then cover it in shiny purple goo?
And then if I say it's actually a shape of a boat, do you think they would like that? I don't know, but they want a local artist to come on board. And as it turns out, the owner has a connection to a famous Maltese pop star. Okay, I'll just leave you a moment to think about that concept. Okay, her name is Destiny. She's not a child. It's Destiny's adult. And she is going to be a surprise to the guests. A surprise mainly not because I'll be like, oh, my God, it's Destiny, but mainly to say, oh, there's another person on board. It'll be that kind of surprise.
No one's really going to know who she is, but that's part of the fun, isn't it? I think we're also going to just bring someone else in a dress, and we're going to say, choose who's the pop star, and then make them both do the jive.
The butt jive, which is what twerking was originally called. So... Dave is going to do a Moroccan theme for lunch. And then we see Storm and Natalia hanging out in rooms, just talking. They're talking about their relationship again, about like, they kind of like recalibrate from their fighting yesterday. And they're just on the same page now. And Storm tells us,
It's not the first time I've been told to slow down. I mean, when I was 5 years old and went blazing through a green light, I mean, I definitely got a ticket.
It still hurts. God, you never really forget your first defensive driving course, do you? Comedy or not. But I have to compartmentalize. If things go sideways with Jason, then it all goes to shit. So get into your whites. 30 minutes. Get into your whites. All right, ladies are coming. I see them coming. Wait, hold on. They're using slow-mo right now, which really doesn't work with my sense of urgency. Can we speed up the tape, please?
Like, why do they make all the guests look like they're walking like, boom.
It's almost like Top Gun. It's like, highway to the hug zone. Take my Branzino away.
No. So they're like, we're here, honey. It's this big group of ladies. And Kyle's like, oh my God. Oh, I can just tell. This is going to be energy.
And Sandy's like, all right, ladies. Welcome to your home away from home. God, it never gets old because it's a new joke for you. God, I love having material ready to go. Anyway, let's go on a boat tour, huh?
So Tosh gives a tour and Storm, they're getting their luggage and Storm's like, don't put the coochie on the ground, boy. That was really funny. And then one of the ladies was like, Natasha, can you dance? Can you dance? We'd love to dance. And she's like, oh, I can dance. Here I go. Like, not the waltz. Not the waltz.
All right, let me try this one.
I don't even know what that is. You're just holding one arm in the air and turning in a circle.
No, now you're just in the corner crying and texting. The truth is that when the ladies, Natasha said like, oh, this is the place where you can dance, and they said, oh, can you dance, and out of nowhere Natasha's like, oh, boom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom. Like she was just like, go, like her
She's
whole body
like
was
twerking,
she was doing it. I was like, first of all, I was like, whoa, you were flexible. And but it was like from 0 to 60 with the dancing. It was like one moment they're standing there, and moment they all spontaneously as a group were like, oh, ding, 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 ding. I was like, whoa, damn. It was like someone said dance and they were like, do they have experience as a flash mob? Are they just like ready to go? Like, including Natasha, they were all ready. I was impressed.
Yeah, Natasha just started shaking her ass and they were all cheering.
Yeah.
And then they're talking about the food and Whitley. Of course, the pain in the ass in this group is a really spiritual person named Whitley. Okay, yeah. Of course. And she's like, is there going to be a non-meat option? Because I definitely don't want salads the whole time.
Yeah. Well, that's pretty much what you're going to get on a boat if you say you're a vegan. I'm just going to say that right now. That's just what you're coming your way.
Yeah.
So I was also amused that her name was Whitley because I just saw an interview with Jasmine Guy last week. So
yeah,
Whitley
different world.
Yeah, Whitley has been very top of mind for me, which just makes me happy. That's like, yeah.
I don't think Whitley's ever left my mind since that show.
True. I mean, I think we're both Jasmine Guy enthusiasts, but
yeah.
But she's just
I
like,
I wanted to
more
see her in Chicago. She did Chicago someplace. And I was like, I have to go see Jasmine Guy. And I would love to say it was sold out, but I think my mom was just like, no. So anyway, I still want
to
see you, Whitley.
But you know, Ryan Murphy loves putting actresses who haven't really worked in a big way in a while in his stuff. Let's get Jasmine Guy to the front of that line, please, Ryan.
Some American Ryan Horror Murphy. Story with Jasmine Guy. So then a super profesh moment by Kyle. He goes, oh, don't forget the Japanese bidets. Sitting there and getting the family ass. It's like, wow, everyone loves that visual of your cornhole, Kyle. You're fired. Get the fuck off this boat, Kyle.
Makes me so excited for my first date with Frank. Like, who's Frank?
So someone's like, wow, the inside of this boat. Oh, Whitley. She goes, wow, the inside of this boat really has great energy. Shut up, Whitley. Okay. No one needs your energy reading. It's like, wow, congrats. You did yoga one time. Like, we don't all need your energy reads, Whitley.
Yeah, she wants to sage the outside of the boat, but the inside's great, she says. So I kind of feel like if the inside's great, I don't feel like you don't have to worry about the outside. So now it's time to leave the port. Instead of leaving, they get by the dolphins without a problem. And everyone's taking selfies.
And then Natasha's coordinating with Destiny's manager because Destiny's going to come on board around 7:30 or whatever. And then Whitley's talking to Z and she's like, so like, what sign are you? And he's like, I'm a Libra, the dishwashing sign. And she goes, oh my God, I love that for you. Yeah, you're a person that deserves to be admired. You're a beautiful being. You can't get this. I'm like way too hot for you, but I hope someone down at your level will admire you.
She's handsome a dollar.
Get out of here.
And then he tells us, wow, so beautiful. Ha, 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 ha.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
So then we go to Kyle and Talia, and he's like, well, they've only got seven. I think I should be the eighth guest. I really think they like my cornhole humor.
Just, but you already act like the eighth guest, so you might as well continue to do that, okay, Kyle? And he's like,
so, let's see. So the boyfriend, Texas. Text is, how do you even say that?
Texas
say
is text.
He texts Tasha, who else? And he's like, well, I mean, if you're not really willing to try, mate, I mean, you could at least try for your soulmate, then this is going to be over. This will be over if you don't even. What do you want her to do? She's mopping. Like, leave her alone.
I know. He understands yachts, okay? And then Natalia is watching Tasha text. She goes, who's texting? She's so nosy. The thing with Natalia is she is so nosy and so bratty, but she's also been mostly right in literally every situation I've found. But she is so bratty. And so Tasha's like, nobody. There wasn't anyone. There was never a phone in my hands. You can't do that to me. I'm not Dave. Damn it.
So Maisha comes downstairs to check out the galley, and she's in that long hallway thing, and she goes, what's this area? And Kyle goes, it's a pantry. She goes, oh, wow. Oh, I see lamp. Now, isn't that lucky that you guys cleaned that pantry? Could you imagine if she walked into what it looked like the rest of the time?
Yeah, exactly. Sandy had a point. I mean, Maisha would have been like, I'm going to vomit in my mouth. In my mouth. So Dave is like, she's saying that she loves lamb, and Dave's like, recently I've been confused a bit more, you know, because instead of having that one direct path, which was tosh, 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 you know, the last chowder was so epic. I want to keep it going. So now I'm thinking about food now. I'm like, what is this epiphany that you're having that as a chef, you've started to like consider the plates you put out there?
Yeah, he's saying he's focusing more on work instead of having girl time. And he's like, you know, preferences weren't the clearest. And it's not ideal, but I'm going to try the best I can to give them what they want. I was like, are you sure you're not still talking about Tosh? Because it sounds like you are.
Yeah, and it's funny because my instinct was to say, like, wow, good luck pulling off surf and turf, which to me is like a pretty basic thing. But then, you know, that does get fucked up later on. So, you know what? I'll just shut my mouth.
That is true, though. He's like, oh, God, what am I going to do? A steak and lobster tail. God, it took me all night to come up with that.
I know. It's like the most basic. So there's just like more sort of, there's just more like yacht fun happening. The women are drinking. Tosh is making strawberry mojitos, which was like, even though I hate strawberry, I was like so happy it was not some sort of like bright green Ecto Cooler watermelon, like ginger coffee concoction, you know?
Right. So Storm's like, well, obviously Jason's leaving. There's a lot going on, a lot of moving parts. And I know I need to name a new lead deckhand, you know, because we're lacking hierarchy and respect. That's what we need on this boat. And that's what happened with Jason. Like, no, Jason was just kind of like othered by everybody on the boat.
But he was othered, but he was also kind of a dick. It was like the perfect storm that everyone clicked up, but then he also was a dick. So then people like it made people click harder, like click up even harder. But then it made him more of a dick. It's great. I love that. It was fun.
Mm-hmm. So then Kyle brings a cuss. So he calls it to the table, and the chef is like, he goes to say hi to the ladies for lunch, and he's like, so the kale and broccoli is smoke, and the lamb is sous vide. I was just trying to cater for everyone. I hope I did it right.
They're like, yeah, that's great. You made couscous for us. We're cool. Everything's cool. Everything's cool.
Everything's so then, fine. He's like, so you don't need time alone? No. All right. Is my head a head or is it a potato?
I have a question. This shot, is this ginger or is it oil? It's oil.
Did I just serve you lamb or beanbags?
It's a beanbag, Dave.
So then Sandy is like, hey, Norma, it's me, your old friend, the Sandmeister. Yeah, I need a new deckhand.
What is it? Oh, again, geez, what are you doing to him over there? You're going through him as fast as I can spit him out. I feel like a cattle farm that can't keep up with McDonald's, for Christ's sake, woman.
Well, listen, I was trying my best with this one. He has big floppy hair. I thought he'd last a long time, but, you know, but he's leaving, so we're going to need a new person. You got someone for me, Norma?
Oh, God, I thought I was doing you right when I sent you man bun. You know, no one could make a man bun feel more hugged than you, San. I'll give you that. All right, let me go through the file of losers. Whoa, looks like I got one here ready to go.
Oh, good. Does he have a bad attitude and a questionable work ethic like the people you normally send me?
Extremely inexperienced. You're going to love him.
Do you think he might raise the chance of us going aground or capsizing? Because that's the only person I want to have on this boat.
Definitely. If we don't get that thing completely sideways by the end, my name's not Norma.
I want to make sure his work experience is limited to Jamba Juice, and I will also accept Hertz rental car.
Let me put it this way. If I had to describe what kind of wind this kid is, I would say fart.
Fart will do it for me. Okay, Norma, you got yourself a deal. Send him my way.
All right. Later, loser.
Later, bitch.
So Courtney is like, wait a minute, is what's his bones Jason being nice to us right now? And Z's like, yeah, strangely. I don't like seeing Z be rude to people just because Courtney is. It bugs me. Get away from Courtney.
Yeah, but Jason's also doing that thing where now that he's quit, he's gonna be like super nice and helpful, which he could have been doing all along. You know?
Well, yeah, because he's happy. He's in a good place now. You know, it's like Friday for him. He's like, yes, let's get that anchor in. Am I right, bitch?
Yeah, so now there's more cleaning. There's going to be a Hawaiian-themed dinner. And then the sun deck is where the music's going to be. So that's going to be like a Maltese lounge deck. So they got to figure that out. And Kyle's vacuuming.
Maisha goes, so Jason, you're going to take us out on jet skis, right? And he's like, yeah, like if you've been drinking, then it's going to be me. She goes, oh, I've been drinking. She takes off her top. I was like, yeah. Finally, Jason's having a great day and now it's over.
Seriously. So then Kyle's like, Dave, do you have a menu for tonight? And he's like, surf and turf. And he tells us, tonight for dinner, they wanted surf and turf, which confused me since some people don't eat meat, but normally I do beef and lobster, but three people don't like lobster, so it's going to be a tough one. I'm like, how about shrimp? Can you do shrimp? He's like, I like that it's like hard for him to pivot away from lobster. Like, after lobster, what's left to do with the surf and turf? Am I right?
Literally everything. Scallops, shrimp. I'm surprised that for the vegan, he didn't think of like a seaweed salad and like some roasted potatoes or something.
I was admittedly confused by the vegan too, because she seemed to be vegan but was down for fish. I didn't understand it really.
Yeah, I don't either. But Z is calling for Storm, and he's like, some guys are on jet skis, some are on slides, and I just wanted to report that to you, just in case, you know, you have to give everyone a raise, at least you know who's on slides and who's on jet skis. He's like, appreciate you, man. Appreciate you.
Storm is so tortured by the stupid decision. He's like, well, I want to put in a lead position in my team, and I have to choose between a really good friend who's working really hard and then Courtney who can twerk and ride a little boat. And it's just so hard. I don't know what to do it, and because I don't want to cause any drama with Z. I'm like, has there ever been drama with Z? I'm sorry, I can't get invested in this because we all know what Z's going to do. He'll be like, it's all right, man. I washed dishes before. I know.
I don't really understand why it's that big of a deal. Like, Z's done it longer, so I say give it to Z. What are they? They're making it sound like Z's kind of fucking up, and Courtney's been really great and amazing. Courtney's learned to push buttons on a tender. You know what I mean? Like,
Z is not that experienced. Wasn't it last season that he was just learning everything? Like, all of last season was like, okay, Z, this is how you use a zipper. He's like, all right, man, great, cool, you know? So he's pretty new. They're both, I think, you know, Z and Courtney are roughly around the same experience level.
Yeah, at this point, just play rock, paper, scissors and be done with it. Because I don't think that there's anyone who deserves a gold medal. No one deserves to be like shit on either. But yeah,
it's also not clear what a lead deckhand actually does. So there's that too.
Yeah. So he's like, well, she knows. I don't even have to ask her to do things. She allows me to think of other things. So I want to choose her, but it's going to hurt Z. And Captain goes, well, you know, you do it based on performance. And he goes, thank you. Thank you for that.
Wow, what a huge epiphany. So so now everyone's getting dressed for dinner and it's time to pack up the slide. And then Natalia's done another like really amazing tablescape. You know, the decor is super Hawaiian and she took these little birds and she attached them to napkin rings, which just looked amazing. And Kyle's like, cute. Oh, I love it. This might be some of the best work you've ever done so far, or the only work.
She's like, oh, God, there's always got to be something, Kyle. And then the chef is still agonizing that one person doesn't eat meat. And Natalia's like, Natasha's like,
Whitley, she eats shrimp and sea bass.
Yeah.
And potato. She only wants to eat that cat that you're butchering right now.
A cat? This isn't a cat. This is meat.
Cat meat.
Oh, God, what have I done?
See you at dinner, Dave.
Dave, are you going to fillet that giant sea bass you have there? Do you mean the toaster?
It's a sea bass.
No, it's a pretty short toaster.
Dave, are you tired? It's a sea bass. Just cut right into it.
Should I unplug it first?
You can't unplug a sea bass. Just cut into it, Dave.
Well, all right. If she says it's a sea bass, I'll just stick my knife right in it.
Oh!
Electric sea bass.
Never stick your knife in a potato, Dave.
So then the sound tech arrives for Destiny. And the sound tech is doing the Barnum and Bailey Circus. Like, I don't know what shit you're bringing in to press play on iTunes, but
yeah.
You don't need that much. It looks like a Real Housewives Ultimate Girls Trip unpacking. What the fuck?
I know. Just bring your karaoke amp on board and be done. Like, that's all we need. So all this stuff is coming on. It's heavy and people are carrying it and it's really, really heavy. And then Talia's like, Destiny better be really good at singing for all the stuff we have to carry.
That's a lot of crap for one song. Okay. So then Natasha and Kyle, she's like,
Kyle, could you think of a good distraction for 15 seconds while she gets on the boat?
He's like, maybe I'll flash my penis.
The last thing we want is for the guests to see Destiny on board and say, hey, look, a stranger just got on board. Maybe she's lost. Should we send her back?
Oh my God, we don't want them to say, is that Destiny, the Maltese monster?
We don't want them to say, oh damn, I wish I brought all my Destiny CDs for Destiny the Maltese pop star to sign.
I know, thank God it's not Bring Your Daughter to Work Day. The ladies really would have been excited.
Stupid. So,
what I
well, you know
it?
That that's what they're always going to call our kid. They're like, oh my God, Destiny's Child. She's like, ugh, I have way more equipment than those bitches.
She's like, I never should have named myself this. You know what? I'm changing my name to My Donna.
So then Natasha's like,
oh, hi, Destiny. We need to make it a surprise so they don't see you. You look beautiful. I love your hair. I'm just not looking for a relationship right now, so I'm hoping we can just be friends.
Destiny's like, are you breaking up with me?
Sorry, Destiny. It's just not our destiny, Destiny. Oh, God, that's good. I'm going to write that down. Whoops, I wrote it in a text and I just sent it to Law on accident. Now I'm in real trouble. What a humdinger.
Yeah, this is a good opportunity for me to tell you all something more about myself. I'm not much of a singer, but I've done majorettes for 9 years. I started at the age of 6, and whatever boat I go on, wherever I go in the world, I bring my baton with me, and people say, what are you doing with the crazy baton on this boat? It serves no purpose. And I say, it's not a baton. It's a guitar. It doesn't really work on too many people, but Dave's certainly got... I was confused by it.
I love the dramatic monologue about her bringing a baton because she did majorettes.
I know. So,
I need the Oscar music playing over it.
The personality insight that serves absolutely nothing for no reason.
And they even have a little clip, like cell phone footage of her twirling a baton in a cabin.
Dave, did you see this footage of me making a pizza pie?
I'm pretty sure that's just a devil stick.
It's a pizza, Dave.
So it's dinner and everybody loves the table and it's time to serve. And so he's like, all right, now listen, Kyle, here's what I need you to do. You need to ask them, sea bass or Wagyu steak? And Kyle's like, all right, so it's not surf and turf, wine style. He goes, yes, yeah, so they need to choose. So he goes upstairs and he's like, surf and turf, all right, what do you want, sea bass or steak? And someone's like, I thought it was both of those things. So he goes, oh, you can do both, except Whitley, of course, you know. So we'll go down. So he goes down. He's like, Dave, they want half and half. And he's like, but some people don't eat meat.
Dave's like, no, the surf and turf is that the steak comes with scallops and the sea bass was the backup. It's like, you literally never said that, Dave. you said, tell them there's a choice between steak and sea bass.
Right. So then he's like, yeah, some people don't eat meat. Scallop is the surf, sea bass is the meat replacement. And so now he's like, and now Kyle's done this. So now he's basically ordered another course. Now what do I do? Go upstairs and say, guys, I confused Kyle. There's steak and there's scallops, but the sea bass is for whoever is not having meat. So who's that? That's it. That's all you have to do. I mean, yeah, what the hell?
This group is so chill, they would not have minded whatsoever, you know? So now Dave is like, now I have to do emergency sea bass. Whatever will I do?
Did you say something, Dave?
No.
So now he's going to make sea bass for everyone, which is crazy. So then, who's Mai? Let me see.
Maisha, maybe?
Oh, Maisha, yeah.
So Maisha.
That's all. That's all I had to say. Maisha's there. No, just
Maisha's
kidding.
Hungry. So,
yeah, they're talking about dating, and she's like, oh, my God. And if you're dating, that gets expensive. And so now the food comes out, and the sauce is vegan. And he's like, and if you guys want sea bass, too, I can do a round of that. Are you going to eat it? You're like, yes. Like, why is this guy asking us if we want the sea bass that he's making us? So weird.
Yeah, I feel like the coursing of the sea bass, like, I feel like this is a pretty weak dramatic storyline for this episode. It's like, but now will they have sea bass? So now, so he's like rushing, but then they're like ready for the sea bass. So it's like, oh no, will the sea bass be ready in time? But of course it will be, because it probably takes like 5 minutes to cook, you know? So he's like basting up really quickly. And then Sandy comes around. She does her little like, hey, so how was dinner tonight? Was it good? Yeah. Do you want to hear some stories about Somali pirates? Or do you want to hear about how Jason doesn't mesh well with the crew? Whichever one you want. I heard the story today. I really enjoyed it. I said, give me the details and I'll tell the ladies tonight.
Have I told you the one about Saddam Hussein making me a birthday cake that looked like Shirley Temple when he stole my boat in Iraq? It's a good one. Come on, have a seat, everybody. Oh, you're already sitting. Perfect.
Hey, how about the time when Jeremy Renner and I went to various villages and stopped bombs? It's called the Hurt Locker. It's also what I call my arms when you're feeling hurt and I hug you.
I trained Dumbledore. That's a secret. He used to work on a boat. He was the stool.
Hey, do you ever hear the story about one time I took a mobster's wife out to dinner and we danced. She had a heroin overdose, so we had to put a needle through her heart. And then I actually wound up getting shot and killed in the shower afterwards. But that happened before, so it was confusing, you know?
I ended up a gimp. So crazy. Okay, story time's over. Enjoy your sea ass or whatever he's bringing you.
Anyway, there's someone extremely famous upstairs. Oh, did I spill the beans? Anyway, a very, very famous person is upstairs.
Beyonce. Okay, that's enough. I'm going to go to bed. So Natasha's asking if Kyle's going to watch the song. And he's like, well, I want to, but I'll go tell you because she's stuck on the cabins. And so now the big distraction. is everyone ready for dessert on the sun deck? And they're like, oh my God, you have so many surprises. What's upstairs? And Destiny's like, hello, everyone. It's Destiny, Maltese pop star. So tonight, I'll be performing a very special song to very special ladies.
And the funny part is that when they all walk upstairs, they all like shuffle by Destiny. There's no like grand entrance for Destiny. She's just already standing there. They shuffle by and they're like, we haven't met you yet, but we love those strawberry mojitos. Can we get another one of those? I am Maltese pop star.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
So she starts a cappella and she's like, hey, yeah, I'm not your baby. I'm like, yeah.
They're like, Destiny, she's good. I mean, like, I'm ready for her US breakthrough. Like, this is, she's, the next stop for her is going to be a Love Island cameo, because once a season they put a pop star in the Love Island backyard of the villa. And there's always a pop star who's like singing their ass off. And then there's like five people dancing, like, woo. They're like, ladies and gentlemen, Becky Hill, and they all cheer. So I think that's the next stop for her.
And it's an empowering song, and it's like, I'm not your honey, hell no, I don't need money, so babe, you're not my baby, I'm too good to be true, so there's nothing there for you. And they're like, yeah.
Sandy's like, now this is what you call a jive, okay, ones and threes. Let's do it,
Jason. School's free today. Class is in session.
And they actually, there's one point where you see Jason clapping, and he like clapped in such a strange, he like for me, I feel like most people when they clap, they have their forefinger, their non-thumb fingers hit the palm of their other hand, right? Like, I feel like that's pretty standard. Or maybe sometimes it's like palm on palm, but it's usually something like that. But he was doing like fingertip on fingertip clapping. It was like the strangest clap I've seen since Nicole Kidman.
They have a name for that clap. It's called used to be in finance clap. Okay. So then I love when they show the captain dancing and she's doing the finger pointing up and then the finger pointing down like the disco dance. It's like, wow, it's been a while, huh?
this is how I won over those pirates. I said, nothing can heal like dance. Let's disco.
Holy cannoli, she's freaking awesome. To kill it on a short charter, you have to create memorable moments. That was it. God, is cannoli oli? Because God, it not only rhymes, but it tastes like a miracle. Am I right?
The guests were like, wow, how cool is it that the stew is also a pop star? Anyway, let's go downstairs and get drunk.
So then the technical guy needs help packing up the touring production of Cats or whatever. He needs help. And so he's like, well, there's a lot of stuff, but he starts doing it. And the ladies are teasing him. They're like, oh my God, you're the only one helping. And Natalia sees and she's like, weren't we helping Z? Oh, that's it. No one's helping Z. Are you kidding? He could die right now. You know, and the other people, they would help us in an instant. And the majority of the time, we aren't even doing anything. It's just laziness, pure laziness.
Yeah. So then she goes into the galley where Kyle is pouring shots and Natasha is cleaning. It's actually a rare moment where the two of them are doing something productive. And she's like, oh, you guys, so you really need your help with cleaning up its stuff, okay? Okay. And Kyle's like, pardon? And Ty's like, that stuff is so heavy. And he was lugging it down himself and I don't do deep, okay? And Natasha's like, but I'm just making drinks for the guests.
Kyle says, right now, our main priority is the guests. It's like, well, the guests can take 5 minutes, all right? They can wait. And they're like, what else? And whatever. And so Talia is now on Z. She's like, Z, next time, if you need help, you need to ask for it.
This is actually, I just went on the record saying Natalia is right in like every situation. And I think she's actually not right in this one at all. She's like being totally rude to her superior. And Natasha and Kyle were attending to the guests in this moment. So I say, point for Natasha.
Yeah. And so Natasha's like, well, she's not the easiest person. It's starting to feel like she wants to undermine me.
Makes me wonder if maybe I should be in a relationship with her.
So Kyle
still got that good old-fashioned pantry anger. He's like, we're working our ass off, yet she's the one who maintains the pantry so wonderfully. Well, I mean, it's a young girl thing trying to figure out why things happen the way they did. What are you so mad at? Oh, my God. Calm down.
Yeah, because she's not, because Natalia is not like being like, oh my God, you're amazing, Kyle. She's like giving it back to him in a way that like he's the only one who's allowed to give it like that. And we know because I'm like that too. I'm like, wait a second, you're sassing me back? I'm going to cry. So now there's just partying and dancing and drinking and cleaning and more partying and more cleaning. I mean, Kyle and Natasha are like definitely working. It seems like they're working harder on this charter at night. And at 1:45, the guests all go down to bed and everyone goes to sleep.
So it's morning and Natalia passes Tasha in the pantry and she goes, pantry isn't a great place. You are not the boss, ma'am. You calm it.
No, Natalia, I just stood up for you and now you're making me have to eat my words, the same recap.
And Natasha's like, yeah, it is. So then down in laundry, Storm is still stressing because he's going to crown Courtney. But he's going to talk to them individually. But, oh, my God, hopefully Z takes it like a champ.
Oh, goodness. Because Z, he always flies off the handle every episode. So
I know that Z. You got to watch out for him.
So then Dave makes some like breakfast burritos and stuff. And then Sandy's looking at her radar and there's like a bunch of yellow stuff on it. She goes, oh, man. It's coming right for us. Another Maltese pop star. Everyone to the roof. Get up there now.
So she's decided because of the weather, she's going to stay here on the water. And they're going to have to take the tender back in. I think that the parking spaces, I think I said this already, but I think they're just, she's like, I'm sick of parking. We're sending everybody on this tender from now on.
I think so. I think she's looking for excuses not to go back because, like, they've hit that dolphin every single episode, and she's just getting embarrassed now. She's like, I cannot be worse than Glenn. I will ring, not be ring. This.
Hello, Norma? What is it? Sandy, I can see on my monitors you spraying mustard on the windscreen. Okay? I can see you doing that. It's not mustard. It is wind. It's terrifying. Sandy, it's mustard. Shut up, you dumb bitch, Norma. I'm so sick of you. I'm blacking your number.
You know what, fucking Norma, you ever heard about Great Poupon storms before? Okay, wind's coming. It happens. It's not crazy to see mustard on a radar, okay? What do you know about seafaring? Oh, yeah, you're a staffer, so I don't want to hear another word out of you, Norms.
So then Courtney, Talia, and Kyle. Natalia's like, you're coming out tonight. Courtney's like, yeah, I'm just going to dress more chill tonight. Oh, she's like, yeah, I'm really in the chill zone myself. Kyle goes, oh, no, you're not getting chill with me. You're getting serious with me. She's like, Kyle, we're talking about how we're dressing tonight. Listen before you speak, Kyle. What an idiot.
And he gives her such a glare as he walks out. He just like looks her up and down like, slut. Oh, she's the non-Frank of girls. So so then Kyle's like, I've worked with individuals like Natalia. It's not my fifth rodeo, and it's only going to get worse. And at some point, I feel like Natalia needs to be put in her place. Which is the moment we saw in the trailer, where this is all going to go to shit in a terrible way. I can't wait.
Yeah. So everybody's like, bye, bye, bye. Thanks for coming. Bye. And Natalia and Kyle are joking, quote unquote, about like switching for middle position in the line. And Maisha says, everybody's wonderful and patient, and hopefully we meet again, and then hands over her wad of cash.
Yeah. And Kyle goes, thank you for bringing the blessings. What? What are you talking about? So they change into reds. Now it's time for the tip meeting. And Sandy's like, hey, you guys from the interior to exterior, interior to exterior, okay? Both sides, you killed it, okay? And I just want to say, Jason, you've always been awesome on deck. The way you tie the wrong knots and don't clean things right and then yell at everyone else. I'm just grateful for that, you know? And I found someone. Norma got me someone. They say he's never been on a boat before. He thinks a shovel is a map. And he may have actually murdered a few people. So he's coming tomorrow. Can't wait.
Yeah, I asked his favorite rope and he said Venti Frappuccino. So that was fun. So thanks for working so hard, Jason. Okay, we got $14,000.
Which is really good for one day.
Yeah, that's seriously.
Really bang. So Storm says that he'll do Anchor Watch. And now everybody's cleaning. And then more text from Law. He's like, I love you. And I just hope that that's the case in a few weeks. Oh, you're threatening to fall out of love with me because I won't quit my job and come home? Fuck you. Fuck off. Hang up on him. Block his number.
Yeah, so she goes off to cry. And she's like,
these messages from a poor friend, I try to ignore them. But I'm a person too, and I have feelings. And obviously, as a leader in my position, you don't want anyone to see a breakdown.
Like, well, you're not doing such a great job of it.
She's on the captain's radio.
Sorry, I accidentally pushed and spoke instead of spoke and pushed.
Calling all crew. Thank you.
Everyone, Tasha. I'm just a person.
So Kyle hears her, and so he checks on her, and she's like, I just feel so lost. And he goes, why the fuck are men like this towards you? She's like, I don't know. I just feel like running away forever. I just don't want to face it.
Well, I can tell you've got a job to do and you've got eyes on you. That's your main focus.
Cut to Natalia. Cuts to Natalia, who's actually working.
Yeah, I didn't even notice that. That's so funny. That should be your main focus. I'm not even joking. I'm dead ass serious. That's like his thing that he says now when no one's questioning, like how serious he is. He'll be like, I'm hungry right now. I'm going to have a Snickers bar. I'm dead ass serious. It's like, no, we believe you. I'm dead ass serious.
No more tears to cry, only happy penises. She's like, oh, Kyle.
So now they are all getting dressed to go out, and Jason's outside, like, texting, and everyone's, like, in good spirits. Kyle is in his Anything Goes poster outfit, his pants pulled up to his boobs, and his flowy white blouse unbuttoned all the way.
I love that outfit. He does. It's not the Anything Goes. He just needs like a little scarf ribbon in front of him. So then they all get into the water taxis, and then Natalia's talking to Storm, and he's wearing all black and has a little hat on, and she's like,
you're like that child who rebels, who's like half emo and listens to like Fallout Boy, and it's like, ew, I hate my dad. Like, why don't you play baseball with me?
It's probably like 100% accurate. He's like, puts away.
I mean, his goes, sometimes CD. Nat thinks I look totally different than I really look. I'm like, she called that one.
You're giving Pete Wentz. So,
and the one car is Natalia and Courtney, and she's like, fun car. All right, what do you think about Jason leaving? Let's talk about it. And Courtney's like, well, if I were Jason, I would have come over and said something to the deck crew. I mean, if that was me, I would have said I'm leaving. You're the reason he's leaving, you dick. Also, I'm really sorry about your dad and for calling you a dick right now, but still.
So they all arrive at this restaurant, and Natalia's talking to Storm, and she's not talking to Storm. She's just talking to the table, and she's like, are you guys nervous about who's going to join the team? And they're just sort of talking about this new person, and Storm is saying that, like, well, the new deckhand's either going to take Courtney by storm or Natalia by storm, and Z makes a joke about, he's like, oh, is he the lead deckhand already? And then Courtney's like, oh, there's a new lead deckhand. And so now they're talking about there being a lead deckhand. And Storm, since he's wasted already, starts getting all like things start happening in his head. Like, he's getting nervous about, like, oh my God, I have to have this conversation right now.
Yeah, so he pulls Courtney and Z aside, who are also wasted. I mean, their eyes are crossing. So I don't know what happened between the car and now, but they are shit-faced.
Yeah.
So he pulls them aside, and he's like, we don't know the new person, isn't he? He or she might throw a complete spanner in the works, all right? And Courtney goes, you have to choose lead, don't you? And he's like, yeah, and it's not something against anyone. I would just like to say, Courtney, I'm going with you, and you make it what you want. And I just want to make sure you make it what you want.
Yeah, and she's like, oh my God. And she's like, and I understand the stress because, like, Z is your boy and we bounce off each other. So even though you're making it me, you know, it'll stay the same. It'll totally stay the same. And Z's like, Z has that like wasted look where his eyelids are like half down, and he's like, there's no need for explanation. It's like when my dad would say, you got to clean the dishes. I didn't have to question it. I knew dishes were dirty. It has to get done. I'll tell you right now, no hard feelings whatsoever.
And then he tells us, it's quite disappointing and a bit unexpected.
And then he gulps. He's like, ooh. And so then they come back to the table, and now it's really awkward. I'm like, this was the worst move. I cannot believe he just did that.
Yeah. And so Natalia's like, what just happened? And he's like, well, I made him a lead deckhand. She goes, Storm, common sense. You don't do that when we're at a bar. He's like, it wasn't my plan.
Well, look at Z. Look how sad he is. Look, he's chuckling, but chuckling in a sad way. Look, now he's happy. Now he's dancing. Only sad people are happy and dance like that. Gee.
Z looked really upset. She's like, look at his face. You don't do that drinking. It's just the shittiest thing that you've done. All right, you say have a conversation tomorrow morning. Well, band-aid is off. Move on. Let's have a drink. Do you feel lighter now? And he's like, well, I did feel lighter until I sat down at this table. And he gets up and storms off, putting the storm and storming off.
He's like, I'm going to meet off right now. So, He's like, get the fuck out of my life. Fuck off. I'm done with this shit. I'm done. And if you say that I'm emo right now, how dare you? Well, I guess I am being pretty emo now that I think about it.
I'm taking time to call my father and ask him why he didn't play baseball with me. Fuck off. Call that one right again.
And that was the cliffhanger. It was like such, they made it so to be continued that they didn't even show us scenes from next week. And, you know, like, no offense, but like I think we're allowed to see some scenes from next week. I don't know why it had to be that severe of a cliffhanger. Like, give us something. I want to see what happens.
I don't know, but we'll find out.
We certainly will. Everyone, thank you for listening. We'll be back later this week with Real Girlfriends in Paris and Beverly Hills and Salt Lake City, all that good stuff. So we'll catch you in the next one. Bye, everyone.
Bye. Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela.
Itchels.
Dana C. Dana Do.
Sarah Greenwood, she only uses her power for good.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Just saying, okay.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
She's always supplying, it's Kelly Ryan.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg. Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
There ain't no problem that Sarah Salvia can't solve ya. The Bay Area Betches, Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
Always the wiser, it's Allison Weisler.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Erica, 500 Days of Summers.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
Hail the cork master, the master of the cork, it's Jennifer Corcoran.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall.
Better do what she says. It's Elva Enriquez.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides. We want to hang with Liz Lang.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony. Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Couture. We love you guys.